This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1175. Let's hear it. What to do when someone breaks a rule in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Listen versus hear. You may already know the rule, but today let's see when natives break the rule, add nuance to your understanding, and get you closer to sounding native.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Going really well, Michelle. How about you?
It's going good. Going good. Yeah. Excited to record today. So, Lindsay, let's hear some listener questions and then plan some episodes. Sound good?
Yeah, but don't you mean listen to some listener questions?
I guess. Dun, 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 dun. Sorry. That's my little skit.
That's your skit. Michelle, you've always been good at skits.
Thank you.
I remember you. The Drama Lab, right? The Drama
That's
Lab.
That's right.
Yeah, the Drama Lab is a famous event that happens at All Ears English live events, guys. If you have never participated in the Drama Lab, then you should at our next event.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you were, I think that you're a good actress for sure, Michelle.
Thank you, Lindsay. We have a lot of fun. So guys, so I did write a little skit for the beginning of this show. What happened, Lindsay? What was going on here?
So I corrected you on word choice. So I was thinking like a student might be thinking, right? Mm-hmm. So let's just review real quick what we said, right? And today's theme is what of today's
Breaking
episode,
the
Michelle?
Rules.
Okay. I like that. I feel like this has been a bit of a theme this spring that we've talked about when to break the rules, how to know, how to choose what you want to use, that kind of thing. It's about you guys taking ownership over your English.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're going to get more into it today. So, this actually comes from a listener question, involving listen versus hear. So we'll get to that in just a second. But guys, we are so happy that you listen to our podcast and we absolutely love it. One thing, please hit subscribe right now on your podcast player. That would be really wonderful if you guys just take a second right now and hit subscribe so you're actually subscribed to the show. Right, Lindsay?
Yeah, exactly, Michelle. Exactly. That's it. Well, Michelle, should I go ahead and read the student question? What do you think?
Sure, go for it.
Okay, so the student says, this is by Sun Club 2018. Okay, the student says, dear teachers, the examples you give here above are the same in almost every language, I guess. What is confusing for us as ESL learners is that you natives say, let's hear some examples. We don't say, let's hear examples now. We say, let's listen to some examples now. Because listen is more of an action. You are actively hearing with intention. You are focused and trying to understand or give thought when you are listening.
Ooh. Okay.
Oh, boy.
I love it when students really call us out and ask us to really dig into the tricky, tricky nuances. We're getting in the weeds today, Michelle.
Right. So I'm not sure. I mean, they said that when you natives say, let's hear some examples. So I'm assuming that that's something that we have also said probably on the show. It sounds like something.
Probably. Right? Yeah. Probably this listener heard us say that.
Exactly. That's what I think. Yeah. So, I mean, this is, you know, you're trying to stump us here.
Ooh, it's tough. I mean, most native speakers really would not be able to explain this unless they kind of prepared an explanation like we have. So we're going to do our best today. Right, Michelle?
Yeah. Well, okay. So guys, if you go all the way back, way back to episode 165, you can hear more about, it's called Listen versus Hear in English, right?
Yeah. Way back in the hundreds. That's amazing.
So yeah, that's pretty crazy. Yeah. So as our listener mentioned, hear is more passive and listen is more active, right?
Yeah, so like that's true.
I'm listening to music, right? I'm listening to a story, right? Whereas hear, you know, we think of as like, oh, I heard something. Maybe you hear something in the background. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that rule. So as we get into our explanation today, the first thing we want to say, Michelle, right, is that that rule is correct, right?
Right. It is correct. And, you know, that we'll get into it a little bit more. But yeah, if you look it up anywhere, like that's basically like it seems like pretty agreed upon one is listen and one is hear. But it doesn't mean that there are never any exceptions. Right. So,
yeah.
First of all, you know, you're so right. And it shows you're just at an extremely high level to be thinking like this, to actually be picking out, wait a second, guys, that's not the rule, right?
Right. Yeah, that's really good. I love that this listener is so tuned in to English in this way. This is a high level question.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, so when I thought about, okay, why would Lindsay and I say, let's hear some examples rather than listen to? It's tough because you're right, because listening is more active. So it would make sense that you are listening to the podcast, right? You're not hearing the podcast. So I tried to think about this a little bit. And, you know, my thoughts are that this is a podcast going on in the background, and it might feel a little bit more natural for us to say, hear some examples rather than listen. And I thought it might also have to do with our tone a little bit, because we're kind of conveying a friendly, easygoing atmosphere, right?
Yeah.
So my thought was that perhaps, you know, we would say, let's hear some examples, like, oh, you're like hearing them in the background. We're your friends. We're just talking. You don't have to, you know, like listen, you know, maybe it sounds a little bit less intense.
Yeah. This is what do they call that? What is that expression? Like splitting hairs? I don't know if that would apply here. This is like very nuanced here. Super, super nuanced trying to explain this. But what comes to my mind, Michelle, is this idea of it's kind of a chunk.
Yes.
So like, let's hear it. Like people might say, oh, do you have some thoughts? Let's hear them. Like, let's hear them. Like, let us hear them. Like, go ahead and announce them. So it may be partly that.
Maybe just a chunk, right?
Right. So, and also here in this case, I could see us interchanging it. You could say, all right, you might say to me, Lindsay, let's hear some reviews from our listeners. Guys, listen up. We could say that too.
Right.
So in this case, we're kind of going back and forth between the two in a lot of cases.
Right. It's so true. So, I mean, that's the thing is like, yeah, we have this rule about listen being active and hear being passive, but it's not always the case, right? So I still think that ultimately that the basic rule is a good one to know. Yeah. But as Lindsay said, you know, think about the chunks, you know, sometimes it's just about what we say, and there may be somewhere a reason for it, but it may just be kind of how people speak, right?
Yeah, exactly, Michelle. It's tricky.
Yeah.
But we know that it's right when we say it. So guys, in a sense, you can kind of use your ability of mimicking in this case. You know, you hear natives say things like this. Let's hear it, right? Let's hear it. Let's hear some reviews. You can start to mimic that.
Right. Exactly. So guys, let's go over just to review a couple examples of listen versus hear. So if I say, I heard a song that reminded me of you, okay? So that's the first one. I heard a song that reminded me of you. The second one is I listened to a song that reminded me of you. Okay. Yeah. So both of them are okay, right? So, but yeah. I mean, how do they sound different to you, Lindsay?
Well, I mean, this is kind of reinforcing the original rule that we keep coming back to, right? So the first one, I heard a song that reminded me of you, means that the person didn't really try to hear that song. They didn't play the song on their iPhone. They didn't plan to hear it. Or maybe it was in the background when they walked into a shop. Okay. Right. Whereas in the other one, I listened to a song that reminded, it means a little bit more action on the part of the person. Like maybe they play it, they try to hear it. They try to hear it. They try to listen. It could be either, actually. Okay. So they took the action to play the song. Okay. Yeah. So that's the difference there. But this goes back to the original rule, kind of. Right, Michelle?
Exactly. And it's showing how both can be used in like almost the same way. Right. And you can go back and forth with a tiny little difference in meaning. Right. So it just goes to show that, you know, it's not always, you know, such a big difference, but you can, you know, you can sometimes use them a little bit interchangeably with a very slight difference.
Oh my gosh. How about another one? Okay. This is tricky.
All right. I don't want to hear any more excuses, right? Or I don't want to listen to any more excuses.
Oh, Michelle, you're just getting ready to have a teenager at home.
Yeah. I'm rushing time here. So, I mean, to me, I don't want to hear any more excuses. Sounds more natural. Like, even though listen to may be more precise, right?
Guys, this is pretty exciting because All Ears English is now on Instagram. We are over there sharing tons of photos, videos, and connecting with you guys. So go and search for All Ears English on Instagram and follow us. We'll see you over there.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, yeah. I suppose in this case, both of them would be okay, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would think that here would be because I'm imagining like your teenage kids coming down, giving you excuses of why he can't do his chores, and you're just hearing them. You're not necessarily trying to listen to them.
Exactly. Yeah, like maybe the parent is tired of, you know, of the situation, so they aren't actively listening anymore. It's just like background noise, right? So they're saying, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, I mean, to listen has the connotation of focusing in more, a more intentional, like focus in and zoom in on one thing, and hearing is much more broad.
Right. That's a good idea, Lindsay. Let's do one more, okay?
Okay, so what's the phrase? So, oh, great, my favorite author is giving a speech. Shh, I want to hear what he's saying. Or, shh, I want to listen to what he's saying. Do that again. Can you say that one again, Michelle? I don't know if our listeners got that. Go for it.
All right. So it would be my favorite author is giving a speech. Shh, I want to hear what he's saying, or shh, I want to listen to what he's saying. Right?
Yeah. Okay.
I think an example where it's pretty much interchangeable.
Yeah. Both are fine here. So today's episode, guys, our goal is to kind of nuance your understanding of that rule. You know the rule, the passive versus active, but that rule only covers things, you know, a certain percentage of the time, maybe 75% of the time. There's another 25% in my mind that's much more nuanced, that you can go back and forth, chunks, saying that either one would work. So it's never that simple.
Right, exactly. Yeah, because once you get to the chunks, it's like everything's kind of, all the rules are sometimes out the window, right?
Sometimes, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So you don't, you know, that's just what happens. And, you know, the point of this episode is to really explain that the rules are often broken, right? It's not always as simple as this versus that, right? There are a lot of exceptions and, you know, but what should our listeners do if they hear a broken rule?
I mean, there's some things you can do, right? So, I mean, the first thing I would say is just my own idea is just don't overthink it, right? If natives are saying it and you know they're well educated, they're saying it correctly, okay? So don't try to overanalyze things, I would say. You know, learn language as in a mimicking sense, right?
Right. And with that, you know, like going along with that is listen for more examples, right? So have you heard it broken before? Like Lindsay said, if natives are saying it, like, when did you hear it broken? What did the situations have in common? You know, like, are there chunks? So just like listen. Okay, I heard it broken. Have I ever heard it like this another time? Yeah. Because the listener did say, oh, I've heard natives say this. So maybe more than once.
Mm-hmm. And then I like this idea, Michelle, learn about it in an existential way. What do you mean by that? That's interesting.
I mean, think about it in a deeper way. Like if I say, like how we talked about, oh, with the parent, you know, I don't want to hear it anymore, right? I don't want to hear any more excuses. Sometimes there's like a deeper level to it of like, maybe there's more of a background story as to why hear and listen could be a little bit different.
Yeah. And there's also, there's always something with the relationship between the two people that are speaking. Mm-hmm. And our listeners are going to know this if they speak a native language that very much changes based on status in society, what you say to someone. And there's a lot behind the words, a lot of reasons we choose the words we do based on our relationship with the other person or context, right? That's contextual. True. What happened last week? What's our relationship? What's happening in the future? There's so much there.
Exactly. And then, you know, guys, there's nothing wrong with reviewing the rules, you know, make sure you know them. And, you know, sometimes there may be, you know, it's possible there are some explanations for some of the reasons why they're switched, right? There might be something that you connect with if you hear more about the rules and that, you know, but make sure you know the rules, but then try and break them. You guys are at this level where you can try it out and, you know, ask a friend if what you're saying makes sense.
Definitely. And this is also kind of where watching movies comes in, listening to native radio, listening to podcasts, not just ESL podcasts, but podcasts that are for native speakers, right? I love to listen to The Daily. It's the New York Times podcast because I think they do a really good job of nuancing my understanding of the events of the news, the events of the world, right? The big world issues, much more than we would get just on a news coverage of a 5 minutes of a story. They go way deeper. And what you can do is you can immerse yourself in native English that way, get lost in the stories, and then you're going to find yourself using these things correctly.
Right. Yeah, that's really good, Lindsay. I mean, I think, you know, often, you know, when we're learning a new language, we do start with learning the rules, right? The perfect way to say something. But then eventually you can add your own flair and style. And like, I think this is, like we said, a lot about chunks, right? So just like how with music, you know, you have to learn the rules and then you can break them a little bit. You know, the language is so similar. And, you know, guys, at your level, I think you're ready for this.
Hey, you're ready for it. You're ready for it. Awesome. All right. Well, before we finish up today, Michelle, I want to remind our listeners, guys, if you're taking IELTS, go over and hit subscribe on the IELTS Energy podcast. That is the exact place that you need to be to get the tips and tricks that you need to get your 7 or higher. So go over there, guys. We publish 3 days a week. All right.
Okay. Awesome. Well, this has been fun.
Very cool, Michelle. I'll see you soon. Take care.
Okay. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.